This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are joined right now on the Fan Hotline by our buddy, our friend, tremendous Steelers writer Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette. The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Chris, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing today?
We are doing great.
You know what shirt he has on?
That is his Jackie Robinson shirt.
Okay.
Not his Robinson Township shirt.
Right.
One of the all-time me being an idiot moments, and there have been plenty of them, but that would probably go on the Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
All right, Chris. So the hot rumor now, Adam Schefter saying the Steelers and the Dolphins have at least had preliminary discussions about Jonnu Smith. Good move or bad move if the Steelers were able to pull that off?
I'm not a fan of the Jonnu Smith move. Like, I get they're trying to add another offensive playmaker, but go get a wide receiver. You got the tight ends. Like, Pat Freiermuth is good. I think Darnell Washington still has potential. And you're not even using him that much. I think that, like, you know, when they get in the red zone, they could use him a lot more. I get that Arthur Smith probably loves Jonnu Smith. You know, he had him in Tennessee, then traded for him to get him to Atlanta from New England. And, you know, this would be a third time that for them reuniting. But I think that this team, if you're going to add an offensive playmaker, it's got to be a wide receiver. But the question for me will be the caliber of this playmaker that they should add. Because, and I think that's what they're trying to figure out right now, is what do they have in Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin and the guys behind DK Metcalf? If they look at these guys in these spring practices when OTAs and mini camp finish, and they say, okay, these guys are going to be either two really good wide receiver threes or one of these guys can be a wide receiver two, then they might say, you know what? We'll make a move, but it'll just be to bolster the depth, kind of like another Robert Woods signing. But if they look at this and they say, man, these guys aren't going to be good, then they might be looking at, hey, let's go make a bigger splash to try to bring a guy in to help right now. And Jonnu Smith, I think he had a great season last year. He made a lot of plays for the Dolphins. He had the most catches, yards, and touchdowns by a tight end in a season in Dolphins history. But I'm not sure if tight end is the position you need to be addressing right now if you're the Steelers.
But I mean, obviously, you just alluded to it. I mean, he's not really a tight end. He's just a weapon. And who's to say, true, Chris, that, you know, if they do trade for Jonnu Smith, that they don't get an Amari Cooper or Keenan Allen? Like, would you scoff at that still? Would you still be like, ah, you still don't really need Jonnu Smith because you have Amari Cooper? Or would you be like, okay, like, we're cooking right now?
Hey, if you got both, great. I just don't know if they get a Jonnu Smith if they do go get an Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. But if they did that, like I think Keenan Allen would be a really good mix with what DK Metcalf does. Amari Cooper could be a good mix. I think a route runner at the wide receiver position could be the right kind of mix up with what DK Metcalf brings to the table. And if they got both that and Jonnu Smith, that's fine. And then, you know, you look at, you assume Aaron Rodgers is going to be in soon. Then you have, hey, you have even more talented tight ends, you know, Jonnu Smith, and you can run the 12 personnel packages, you know, with him and Pat Freiermuth. You can have, you know, those wide receivers move around, and then maybe you do have something going there. And look, the Steelers have money to play with right now.
Yeah, baby.
They have the cap space. They're probably not signing Aaron Rodgers for super money for just 1 year. So they have the room to play around. I think that's the thing, is they're keeping their eyes open. But I think Jonnu Smith is just like the Chris Olave situation. They're calling to say, hey, what you got here? And it's just that Jonnu Smith's in a position where he wants a new contract, and the Dolphins are like, we don't know because you're 30. That one could work out. But I'm sure the Steelers have probably made several such calls where they're interested in a certain player who might be at the end of their contract and might be someone that they're looking to poach. So I think the Steelers, though, they're going to be patient. They're going to wait this out. Omar Khan's going to be like, you know what? Let's wait until we see where the bigger fire starts, because at the end of the day, whoever they get, they don't want to compromise their draft situation next year, where they have 3 third-rounders, 2 fourth-rounders, 2 fifth-rounders, and those are the picks that they're planning to try to either help support them moving up to get that quarterback they want in 2026, or when they do get that quarterback, have the picks behind that to say, hey, we're still getting a decent class on top of that quarterback.
How much OTAs have you seen, Chris?
Every day.
I figured. I just wanted to make sure, and I've been reading your stuff. All right, maybe I haven't. I'm sorry about that. There's too much to read. There's too much to read, Chris.
I didn't try to lie to
I got yeah, kids. Right? I don't know. I pulled the radio thing. You've been putting a lot of great stuff out there. I can say that confidently because we know how good Chris is. Haven't read it. So you talk about Roman Wilson and how he could affect what the Steelers are looking for when they go out and attempt to acquire another wide receiver. What have you seen from Roman Wilson? I realize it's football in shorts, but how does he look now compared to last year at this time, or even the end of last season?
He looks more confident in his ability to run different routes. And I think that's one thing I've seen compliments from the coaching staff when he's doing certain things. Last year, even with the limited time that we got to see him, he didn't do a lot of the little things, the getting low into his break, coming out low, and like those types of things you need to have to get loose when you're facing defenders. And he's doing those a little bit more consistent, definitely more consistently than he did last year. Now, again, it's football in shorts, like you said. The key is, will he be able to do this in August when they get to training camp, in September when they get to games? That we still have to see. But at this stage, where the few things that we can judge, I like what I see out of Roman Wilson. I also think his demeanor right now is, I think he's tired of waiting around and people assuming things about him, because he got hurt early last year and he didn't play. So people were like, oh, this guy's a bust. And he's had no chance to refute that. He has no chance to rebut that and say, no, I'm not a bust. I'm a player. So I think he's just kind of waiting his time out, and he's just like, yep, I'm working every day, working really hard. He's not going to say a whole lot because he knows words aren't going to fix anything. The only thing that's going to fix Roman Wilson in a lot of people's eyes is him making plays out there.
You talk about demeanor with Roman Wilson. How's Mason Rudolph's demeanor throughout OTA so far? Does he look like a guy that is that goes out there, that has command, that could be a leader, that wants to be the starting quarterback? Or is he a guy that kind of is like, oh, I'm going to look over my shoulder because I know that a Hall of Fame quarterback might be signed at some point?
I think Mason Rudolph has done an amazing job. Like, there should be a documentary on Mason Rudolph and just his – the way that he has handled his career, and there's got to be an appreciation for how he's done it. This is a guy who I think the challenge of this year of not knowing about Aaron Rodgers is nothing to Mason Rudolph compared to what he's gone through. You think back to when he was drafted in 2018 and Ben Roethlisberger said on the station, like, you know, hey, you know, I don't know why we got that guy. And so that onus is on top of him. The 2019, he gets to start and have his career. He gets decapitated by Earl Thomas. You know, he gets his head taken off in a very tough fashion. Then when he finally comes back, he gets assaulted by Myles Garrett with a helmet. Then he's accused with baseless accusations by Myles Garrett of using a slur. And then he gets benched for Devlin Hodges because he's kind of in his shell. And when he does come back, he gets his collarbone broken. That is one of the worst years I've ever seen for a quarterback in NFL.
Yeah.
Just like through experience after experience. And that did not crush him. He came back. He kept fighting. When he got his opportunities. And in 2023, which was his last year initially with the Steelers, he came back, won three straight games, got him to the playoffs. And in all of that, he stayed humble. And I think that that's where a lot of people have on this organization and on this roster in this locker room. They have such an appreciation for that, and he has an appreciation for that. So if I'm Mason Rudolph, I'm like, man, life has thrown everything at football you could throw at me. Crazy injuries, embarrassment from how I've been attacked, rough play, you know, people booing me. He has come through on the better side of all of it. So if he's like, you know what, if I got to worry about a 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who cares? Mason Rudolph knows as long as he shows up to the Steelers and he gives his best effort, they're going to like him. They're going to have him. And he's got a career. Like, look at Charlie Batch. Charlie Batch made a whole career being a good backup quarterback, made tons of money, and now he lives a good life, running a foundation and doing good things in his community. Mason Rudolph can easily make that for himself here in Pittsburgh, I think, with the way he's doing himself. So is he stressing? No. He looks great at OTAs. He looks really comfortable. And I think he's in the position. Like, he's like, yeah, you know what? I might get replaced tomorrow if this guy shows up. But I've been through worse. So I think Mason Rudolph, a study of how that man has gone up and down, who literally in 2023, after that first Bengals game, he told us, I was studying to be a real estate guy because I thought this was my last year. So, like, for him to go through that, I think this is nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chris Carter, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. I'm going to throw some wide receiver possibilities at you. Okay. And you give us a yay or a nay and why that player may or may not make sense. So the Packers, they have a ton of wide receivers. And Romeo Doubs is one of the guys that has at least been linked to the Steelers. Yay or nay? Why not?
Nay on Doubs, just because I think that he is... I think he'd be the receiver I would add if I was really confident in Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson, because I think that he could be a solid, okay outside presence guy. He's 6'2", goes up and gets the football, but he hasn't been really consistent for the Packers. So getting him, it'd be a nice addition, but I don't think he'd be a game changer. So unless you're getting him for super cheap, like a seventh rounder, and you know it's a one-year rental, that's fine. But I don't think he'd be a game changer, no.
Alan Lazard.
No, absolutely not.
Boy, you really had to think about that one. That was tough for you there, Chris.
Alan Lazard has had his time. I think that would be a clearly to appease Aaron Rodgers type of move, and I think the Steelers should be focused on getting receivers that actually will complement them.
Terry McLaurin, absent for the start of Commanders voluntary OTAs, leading to some speculation that he could get moved. I mean, I think that guy would be a home run.
Now, that's the thing. If Terry McLaurin was somehow available, that would be like the top option that I would, yes. If I'm the Steelers, I'm moving heaven and earth.
Yes.
Because I love Terry McLaurin at Ohio State.
Yes.
Like, when he was coming out, I was like, that's a guy. That's a dude. Like, you go get that guy. And then you look at what he did for the Commanders last year, just not just the playmaking, but like the attitude. He was part of the positive culture turn that finally got Washington to be a contender again. And that's why I do believe they are going to find a way to resign him. You look at the salary cap numbers that they had, it's ridiculous. It'd be ridiculous if they did not find a way to keep him around. But, and plus, it also think that he's like, I got Jaden Daniels. Why would I move away from that? So I do believe they're going to sign him at the end of the day. But if there is any way Omar Khan could get him at the outside of giving up a first-round pick, I would seriously consider it. Because if you put McLaurin and Metcalf next to each other, and not even just for this year, but for next year when you draft that rookie quarterback – you now have a very interesting wide receiver tandem, because McLaurin is that route runner. He is that guy, and he also makes tons of plays. That becomes a really good wide receiver tandem. Your offensive line that you've invested in through draft picks is going to be developing. You've got Caleb Johnson, maybe Jaylen Warren, and then you have the rookie quarterback that you're really confident in. That's a system that you could get really excited about. So, yes, you're right, Adam. Terry McLaurin, home run pick. If they could get him, that would be the guy that I think all Steelers fans should cheer about.
I just stopped listening after I hear, you're right, Adam. Chris, we don't have time for a full discussion on this, but as it sits right now on May 30th, who's your favorite quarterback that's going to come out in the draft?
Lenore Sellers,
yeah.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
I like, just because he made several plays in clutch moments, and he's the right size, and he has a good arm, and he has good athleticism. He puts it all together. He can hit the deep ball pretty well. He needs to show it more consistently in 2025. But I also think that because of how other guys are ranked and talked about, he won't be the first guy off the board. He might be the second or third guy off the board. But he might end up being like the Ben Roethlisberger of his draft, where he ends up being the best one. So
yeah, I hate to put this on the young man, but I hope he has a so-so year, because I would love for him to be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yes.
If he is a person that I'm keeping close eyes on, if he keeps the tools that I see him developing and they keep taking good progress, that's the guy. Like Terry McLaurin, move heaven and earth, move heaven, earth, and hell for Lenore Sellers, in my opinion.
Someone say something about Dan Zangrilli. All right. Thank you for your time, Chris. Appreciate it as always, man. Great stuff.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Carter, Post-Gazette.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.